I'm John Mowinkle with Radio On The Go Sports for Tuesday, September 26th. Here's what happened on Monday in volleyball. Number 3 and 2A Grundy Center swept East Marshall 3-0. Hampton-Dumont-Cal went 0-4 at a tournament hosted by Roland Story. And at that tournament, number 7 and 2A South Hardin went 3-1. In cross country, Garner-Hayfield-Ventura hosted a meet. On the girls' side, GHV was in first place. BKCGD, North Butler, and West Fork did not place. Lake Mills won the boys' team title. North Butler was third. West Fork was fourth. BKCGD was eighth. Nevada hosted an invitational. Girls' team standings, Gilbert was the champion. IFA-AGWSR was third. Grundy Center was fourth. South Hardin did not place. Boys' side, Gilbert was the champion. Grundy Center fourth. South Hardin 10th. IFA-AGWSR 12th. The individual champion was Emerson Vokes of Grundy Center. Find those full results at radioonthego.com. Here's what's happening today in volleyball. Number 9 and 2A Applington-Parkersburg will be at Waterloo-Columbus. Belmont-Clummy will host West Hancock. Clarksville will host Nashua Plainfield. Number 1 and 2A Dyke-New Hartford will be at number 4 and 2A Denver. Hampton-Dumont-Cal will be at Garner-Hayfield-Ventura, and North Butler will be at West Fork in a match that'll air on 104.9 KLMJ. In cross country, Jessup hosts a meet with local teams Applington-Parkersburg and Dyke-New Hartford. The number 3 and 2A Grundy Center volleyball team finished an undefeated run through the NICL West and earned the division title with a 3-0 sweep at East Marshall Monday. The Spartans were dominant, winning by set scores of 25-9, 25-7, 25-6. After set 1, the closest set of the night, the Spartans asserted their will in the second set. They scored the first 6 and the final 7 points to take a 2-0 lead. The Spartans used an 8-0 run in the third set and closed the match with 6 straight points. The Spartans finish NICL West play 4-0 and move to 29-4 overall. They'll be back in action in next week's conference tournament against an opponent and at a location to be determined. The North Iowa Cedar League Central Division volleyball title will be up for grabs tonight when number 1 and 2A Dyke New Hartford travels to number 4 and 2A Denver. The Wolverines are 28-0 overall and 3-0 in the NICL Central. They've dropped just one set the entire season and have won 46 consecutive sets. They're coming off a 4-0 outing at Saturday's Liberty Invitational, where they earned 2-0 sweeps of Iowa City West, number 6 and 5A Pleasant Valley, number 2 and 3A Mount Vernon, and number 15 and 5A Iowa City Liberty. Senior outside hitter Peyton Peterson's 344 kills are the third most in both Class 2A and all of Iowa. Denver is 24-6 overall and 3-0 in the NICL Central. They hosted a tournament on Saturday where they earned 2-0 sweeps of Vinton Shelsburg, Tripola, and Dyersville Peckman and were swept by number 5 and 2A Sumner Fredericksburg. Sophomore setter Channing Johnson's 599 assists are the 6th most in Class 2A and 8th most overall. The Wolverines have won all 26 meetings in the bound era, including a 2-0 win on Saturday, September 16th at Dyke New Hartford's home tournament. Action will begin at 7:30 p.m. inside the Cyclone Center. The number 9 and 2A Applington-Parkersburg volleyball team will play its final NICL Central match of the season at Columbus Catholic tonight. The Falcons enter 20-6 overall and 1-2 in the NICL Central after a 3-2 outing at a tournament hosted by Dunkerton on Saturday, where the losses came in close fashion to number 1 and 1A Ankeny Christian. Along with wins over Waterloo Christian and Clarksville, the Falcons also earned a quality win over number 5 and 1A BCLUW, all via the sweep. Serving has been a strength, as the team's 168 aces are the 5th most in Class 2A. Junior outside hitter Peyton Kloster says serving has been a focal point of the team's practices.
Our coaches have definitely put that into our mind that serving is one thing that could make or break you. And so serving is something that we do constantly in practice. We're always working on places to put the ball, where to go in tight situations with our serve. And so that's something they constantly are working on with us in practice. All the practice we've put in is really helping.
Kloster's 170 kills are the 2nd most on the team, behind senior Kinsey Moinkle's 185. The Sailors are 10-16 overall and 0-3 in the NICL Central. They last competed at Saturday's Tiger Invitational hosted by number 4 and 5A Cedar Falls and went 2-2 against a variety of competition. Along with the winless mark in the Central, the Sailors are also winless against teams from the East and West. Senior Morgan Bradley has 208 kills and the team has connected on 92% of its serves. It's the first meeting between the teams this season. Varsity action will begin at 7:30 p.m. in Waterloo. The West Fork volleyball team will host North Butler for senior night and a top of Iowa Conference match tonight. It'll be the Warhawks' first home match in Sheffield after playing previous home games in Rockwell due to the gym floor being rehabilitated at the high school. This will be the second meeting between the teams this season, with the Bearcats winning 2-0 at a weekend tournament at Belmont Clemmy on Saturday, September 9th. West Fork is 2-15 overall and 0-4 in the top of Iowa after going 1-1 at the Ankeny Christian Triangular with a 2-0 win over Diagonal and a 2-0 loss to number 1-1A Ankeny Christian on Thursday. The Warhawks are led by 8 seniors, including Mallory Meyer with 50 kills and 11 blocks. Head coach Emily Griman says it'll be an emotional night to honor a great senior class and that facing the Bearcats is an opportunity.
I love our seniors. We have a great group of girls. They've had good leadership, positive attitude. I just wish them the best with everything. And, you know, it's going to be an emotional night, but I'm so thankful that they've stuck it out these 4 years. Had the privilege to coach them the past 2 seasons and hope they have the greatest night. And thank you for the time they've put in and the leadership that they've given us. I think it'd be a great opportunity for my girls to just show up and show what they can do and hopefully end with that W.
North Butler is 8-14 overall and 1-4 in the top of Iowa after falling 3-2 at home to Nashua Plainfield last Tuesday night. The Bearcats are led by junior Olivia Drawley with 103 kills and 33 blocks. Head coach Sarah Goodrich says Olivia Drawley continues to be a great boost for the Bearcats and hopes to carry over the energy and effort from the home match last week into a road match.
She was not only the playmaker tonight, but she was a huge leader for us, bringing confidence to our team and helping those who are down. She always picked up her teammates. The battle was here. The effort was there. The energy was here. Our gym was loud. We're excited to travel to West Fork next week to take home a conference win.
The match will air on 104.9 KLMJ with pregame coverage beginning at 6:50 p.m. The first serve is scheduled for 7 o'clock. The number 8 and 1A AGWSR volleyball team is battling their way through a gauntlet of a schedule. Despite a sub-500 record, the Cougars are one of the more battle-tested teams in Class 1A. At 9-13 overall, all but 9 of the opponents are in larger classes, and 12 of the 13 losses are to teams currently or at some point were ranked. Head coach Jill Smith says after a similar start last year led to a state tournament appearance, her team has remained confident throughout the tough tests.
Just because of the way last season kind of progressed, I feel like our kids maybe have a little different outlook on the season and how these matches really help to prepare us ultimately for October and getting into the postseason, you know, and so really approaching it with the mindset that we're working to get better and we're working to compete better and at a higher level is really what we're trying to take into some of these tough matches.
The attack efficiency has steadily improved. Serving has been a strength, and the serve percentage of 92.7 is the 9th best in Class 1A. NICL West play will conclude Thursday when the Cougars play at number 7 and 2A South Hardin, a match that'll air on 99 The Wave. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has announced its first football rankings of the season. Created by official rankings committees, these rankings will be used to seed the playoff fields in classes 2A through 8 player. Here's the top-ranked teams and teams from local districts. In Class 2A, Central Lyon George Little Rock is number 1, Spirit Lake is number 6. In Class 1A, Grundy Center is number 1, Denver is number 4, Sumner Fredericksburg is number 5, MFL Marmac is number 7, and Dyke New Hartford is number 10. In Class A, St. Ansgar is number 1, West Hancock is number 3, Wapsie Valley is number 8, Nashua Plainfield is number 9, and Lake Mills is number 10. In 8-man, Winfield Mount Union is number 1, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is number 2, Clarksville is number 9. View the rankings at RadioOnTheGo.com. That's it for this edition of Radio On The Go Sports. Find more at RadioOnTheGo.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm John Moinkle reporting.